After a year and a half of construction, approximately a quarter of the city has access to Gigabit Now internet. Rick Dietz is director of the Technology and Services Department for the City of Bloomington. He says the city chose to partner with Meridiam over other local companies, such as Comcast, AT&T, and Smithville, because they were willing to meet the city's equity goals.
They wouldn't cherry-pick areas of our community that they really wanted to go. They wanted to cover the entirety of the community.
Dietz pointed out that AT&T, Smithville, and Comcast tend to be more selective in where they install internet fiber and would not agree to providing all of Bloomington with their services.
We wanted fast internet access to be everywhere in our community, not simply in dense and more wealthy neighborhoods.
Because of this disparity, depending on where you live, you may only have access to Comcast internet and not AT&T.
It's simply a return on investment that if you're putting your fiber in a certain location, the density of customers and their likelihood to take up the service, which is often proportional to income.
Comcast and Smithville denied requests to comment on how this partnership would impact their companies. AT&T didn't respond to a request for comment.
Comcast spoke out and said, we have this service here. We don't think this is necessary. AT&T and Smithville didn't really have a strong presence.
As an infrastructure developer, Meridiam is building a network that other internet service providers in the area can eventually lease, connect to, and use. But for the first 5 years, Gigabit Now will be the only provider that can use Meridiam's fiber. The city's digital equity plan for income-qualifying households brings the cost of Gigabit Now service to no more than $30 a month. Low-income residents can receive the service for free if eligible for President Biden's $30 affordable connectivity program. Competing companies have higher prices.
This gives Gigabit Now an opportunity to secure a foothold, within Bloomington, provide these high-quality services, make, their case for why they're a good competitive, provider in the marketplace.
The city has public rights of way that allow them to do construction along sidewalks and streets. The property doesn't belong to the homeowners.
Legally, not their yard.
The city needs to approve providers' plans in order to get a permit and begin working. There are also permitting fees in place to account for the city monitoring the work done.
These providers, specifically telecom providers, which the state of Indiana has given a lot of leeway to promote the development of an expansion of broadband, has a lot of ability to use those rights of way relatively unencumbered.
Mayor Carrie Thompson recently issued a stop work order on construction because she had been getting many complaints from citizens on damage done to their yards. Meridiam had also hit a main underground line.
We issued a stop work order until we could have a meeting with them and really come to an agreement on how we can respectfully put things back together and steps that need to be taken to make sure that future lines don't get hit and that safety, but also service of the other utilities is a priority.
Since removing the stop work order, there have been significantly fewer complaints filed. Providers are responsible for flagging where construction will take place and repairing any damage done. If you notice a lot of internet connectivity construction going on around town, Dietz says it's because companies like Smithville and Comcast are also doing their own construction, in addition to Meridiam, to maintain their presence in the market and provide another option for internet. There are very few limits on how much construction can occur, but the city tries to keep the public interest in mind.
Do some work, finish that, before, embarking on a lot of new locations. There's some practical limits to that, but again, the companies are entitled to access, the rights of way to install this infrastructure.
Construction for the Meridiam project should be complete by the end of 2025. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.